Bolivian President Evo Morales was received with full state honors in France as a new diplomatic world is dawning in Latin America following the death of leftist Venezuelan icon Hugo Chavez.
After the death of Hugo Chavez, Morales is now the most charismatic leader in Latin America. He's taking advantage of his new prominence by coming to France to arrange some mutually beneficial business deals.
Morales noted that he first visited France 20 years ago as a union leader for coca leaf farmers, and he's now returned as president to buy airplanes, helicopters, and other high-tech equipment.
President Hollande and I discussed important diplomatic and commercial issues, but we can sum up this meeting in two words: technology transfers. France will transfer us their high-level technology at fair prices, and this will benefit all of Bolivia.
French multinational Total has become one of the biggest investors in Bolivia's thriving oil industry, which was nationalized by Morales in 2006. He's used the money to lift some 1.3 million Bolivians out of poverty and into the middle class.
President Morales is here to talk with a fellow socialist government, although the two nations have taken very different approaches to socialism. Morales views France as Bolivia's doorway into the markets of the European Union.
The string of far-left victories across Latin America, known as the Pink Tide, as well as the continued economic growth across the region, have proved that wealth redistribution is not only socially just, but also economically efficient. The Pink Tide has permitted nations like Bolivia to take control of their economies and their destinies. France's continued efforts to improve relations with Latin America reflect the region's increasing importance on the global stage and in the French economy. Ramin Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.